And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove. In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I want to first thank the Reverend Canon Chad Slater for celebrating with us this morning. You've had a full week, full weekend, and so we thank you for taking this time to be with us this morning. And you and your family are welcome at Christ Church at any time. This morning we commemorate the baptism of our Lord. It is an important event in our church and in our lives, just as the sacrament of our baptism remains important. This event is one of the manifestations that we observe this season, along with his birth, the coming of the Magi, and his first miracle at the wedding at Cana. Jesus' baptism is a showing of his divinity, and that God is among us. He is lowered into the waters by John, rises up, and the Spirit of God descends upon him and fills him and empowers him. A voice from heaven then proclaims him as Son of God. And this voice, as described in Psalm 29, is a powerful voice, thundering. It breaks the cedar trees, splits the flames of fire, and shakes the wilderness. It is undeniable. This holy event, though, is not full of pomp and circumstance, trumpet blarings. It reads as a quiet affair. Jesus approaches John with all the others waiting to be a part of John the Baptist's ministry. They are in need of baptism, in need of repentance, in need of healing. And he walks up to John with them as one of us. When John sees him, John is overcome. And he feels not so worthy. Who am I to perform this holy task? Jesus, you should be doing this to me. Jesus, I need you to perform this for me. Jesus, I need you to do all of these tasks for me. Yet Jesus tells John and us, and we learn that Jesus needs us to do works for him on his behalf. After his baptism, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, fully divine, is led into the wilderness to fast and to be tempted. And then he returns to begin his earthly ministry. Now, what about this ministry? What is it? What is it about it that is so powerful and so thundering and yet so loving that there are over 2 billion believers and followers around the world today? Many are called to study for years as seminarians, what we call postulants, as lay people in Bible study, in groups, or on our own, because we are curious. We want to know more. We ask God for knowledge and wisdom. But not more about just the story of Jesus, but these showings of divinity, these manifestations of God on earth among us, right here. And how does this story affect our lives and how we are to live? Well, first, the power of the story is that it is shared. And that is that this ministry was for all and is for all. Not just the leaders, not just the learned, but for all people of all nations. Apostle Peter, in our reading from Acts this morning, begins his teaching by saying that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. Now, this is a powerful introduction, but it all doesn't fit very well on a bumper sticker or a yard sign. And so it reminds me of the bumper sticker I have on my truck. And to me, I got a sense of it being a condensation, a condensed version of Peter's opening statement. And some of you are familiar with this. It reads, God loves you, no exceptions. Peter is speaking at the home of an influential and respected citizen who wants to learn more about Jesus and his ministry. This person is so respected that his whole household, family, friends, and neighbors have gathered hearing that Peter is going to be speaking among them. And they all want to hear and they all want to learn. Peter then tells them the story. The story that he and the disciples witnessed themselves. He does this in a powerful and succinct way. Jesus was baptized, empowered with the Holy Spirit, and went all over the land doing good. He gave sight to the blind. He freed the prisoners from whatever darkness they were trapped in. He healed the sick and the oppressed. The disciples, they witnessed this and his death. And then they ate and drank with him after his resurrection. And Jesus commanded them to preach and to testify to all this to all and to share it with all nations. And that's what Peter did. And those who heard, the curious and the interested who had assembled that day, who had open hearts and open minds, heard the good news and then believed and then were baptized and received the power of the Holy Spirit and became witnesses and testified throughout their nation. As we begin our new ministry together, we can use Peter's example, his testimony, as the powerful and succinct resource that it is to share the good news of Jesus to anyone and all who may come up to us and meet us in our regular days and say, "You're a Christian, aren't you? Tell me more about this Jesus and his ministry." Amen.